Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. Thank you so much for joining me this evening on Loving BBS Radio. Now, some of you might be listening to Visible by Numbers for the first time, so I want to let you know that during the show, I do take your calls, whether it's to ask a question about numerology, or perhaps you'd like for me to do a reading for you. I certainly would be happy to do both. If you want to learn a little bit more about me in the meantime, by all means, go to Visible by Numbers icon on the homepage for BBS Radio. That'll tell you a little bit about me. You can also visit my website at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Now, if you wish to call in during the show to get a reading, the toll-free numbers are as follows. USA, call toll-free 1-877-876-5227. We have a new toll-free number from Canada. It's 1-888-810-8322. And you can always call direct at 530-876-3222. Now, when you do call in for reading, a full numerology reading takes over an hour, so I'm not going to be able to do that for you on air because my show is only an hour. But I can get a great deal of information just from your date of birth, so when you do call, be sure to speak up when you call in and let me know you're there and just be ready to give me your date of birth. Now, again, for those of you that are joining me for the first time, let me give you a little bit of background about this show and what it's all about. I'm a numerologist, and I'm not sure if you're ever going to meet anyone as passionate as me about the numbers. The study of numerology has taught me many things, and it has been...
Hello?
I think I hear a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carrie Springer.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Would you like me to do a reading for you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Carrie, why don't you give me your date of birth, please?
11-18-65.
11-18, you said?
18, yes.
And 1965?
Right.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, because I've got to do a little bit of work here before I can talk.
Okay.
Do some calculations.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, first off, what I want to talk about is your life path number. This is derived from your date of birth, and this makes you a 5 life path.
Uh-huh.
And what the life path number tells you is really, you know, it's who you are coming into this lifetime, what a lot of your talents and abilities are. It also, it helps to explain the experiences in your life, kind of sets a pattern of things that come to you during your life. You are a 5 life path, so this tells me right off the bat that you're a free spirit and that you're the type of individual that freedom is very important to you, that you really do not care for boundaries or things to inhibit you from doing what you want to do. It makes you a very curious sort of an energy, always interested in new ideas and new things, very forward-moving in your thoughts. I mean, one thing's for sure when you're a 5 life path, you never get stuck in a rut in your head. You always are forward-moving in your thoughts, ready to embrace new ideas. This gives you the gift of communications and working with words. Do you write or work with words at all?
Not too much, no.
Can you speak up a little, Carrie? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Not too much.
Not too much. Well, I'm just going to tell you that you do have a gift with communication and you have a gift with writing. So, you know, whether or not you use that, that's entirely up to you. But this
okay.
does make you pretty good at everything you try. So it doesn't really matter what you try in life. You're going to find that you're pretty good at just about everything. And you have the ability to multitask and juggle many things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And this life path almost guarantees that it's going to make you jump through a few hoops in your lifetime, meaning you have to be really flexible and adaptable when you have a 5 life path because change comes to you often. It's like your life is a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, there may be a lot of traveling. There may be many changes of employment, maybe even relationships and where you live. But there's a lot of constant ups and downs and changes that are woven throughout the life path of a 5. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect sense.
All right. And the other thing about the 5 is this is a very, the 5, number 5 is connected to the 5 senses. And so people that have a 5 in their chart are very much ruled by their 5 senses. And because you do not like limitation, Mm-hmm. You are also learning about moderation in this lifetime, meaning you would have a tendency that you possibly could overindulge, having to do with your five senses, and this could be things like perhaps, you know, eating a little bit too much or maybe drinking or whatever, mm-hmm. but you're learning moderation in this lifetime.
Okay.
Okay? But this does make you a very, I don't know if you want me to say this on the radio, but a very sensual person. Okay. Very attractive to other people.
Did you say sexual person?
Sensual. I didn't say sexual.
Oh.
I said the other nicer word, sensual. But hey,
okay,
both words.
I didn't hear that right. Okay.
Maybe I'll take it. It makes you very sensual because your body really is your teacher. It teaches you. You learn by experience. That's one of the things with the five life paths.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else can I tell you? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
You're very enjoyable to be around, okay, because you're just such a free spirit. You're just so open. You're just really looking forward to every experience. And really, this is a very social sort of a energy. People enjoy being around five.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, this is a very intellectual energy. So you do a lot of your stuff in your head. It's a very intellectual energy. You don't want to dig ditches with a five. You really want to work with your mind when you have a five in your chart.
Okay,
so moving on to your birthday real quick, this is an 18, and it vibrates to a 9. You know, you add the 1 plus the 8, so you're basically kind of talking about the 9 energy. And this does bring to you ability with finances, you know, being interested in making money, having a certain amount of ambition. But it also brings to you humanitarian energy,
mm-hmm.
where you care about your weaker brothers and sisters, where you really want to do something with yourself and your life to make this world a better place. And this is also can be very artistic energy as well. You know, sometimes humanitarians turn out to be artists that leave great paintings to the world. Perhaps, you know, a great interior designer or something along those lines. There's a lot of artistic ability. Again, the writing ability comes in here. I know you didn't write, but I'm just going to say that you have that ability there in that 9.
Okay.
This, you may, you know, when you have 9 energy in your chart, there's a lot of learning emotions that go on here, learning about relationships and love and unconditional love. So you may have had experiences in your life, more so than the average person, having to do with learning unconditional love. I can tell from challenges, you know, the challenges come from your date of birth. And let me just do some addition here for a second. You're 40 right now, right?
Right.
Okay. So in the first part of your life, probably up into the ages of, I would say about 31, you know, you may have had a difficult time specializing in anything. You might have been a jack of all trades, master of none. You may have started a lot of things and changed and moved on, or maybe started one career, moved on. But it's saying, you know, in the early part of your life, you didn't, you know, may not have perfected anything or mastered something early on. This also can have to do with skepticism, having to do with your faith and believing in the spiritual or something along those lines. But it kind of could be one or the other. Your major challenge in life has to do with your own self-worth, because the major challenge here, the one overall challenge, is loving yourself, knowing what you're made of. You know, confidence is a choice, you know, feeling good about yourself. This is one of the issues that you are currently, well, you will be working on as a lifelong sort of a thing.
Okay.
Looking at your pinnacles real quick, early on in life, I don't know if you were a sensitive child, shy child, or maybe, you know, a little bit on the withdrawn side, but it's a 2 early pinnacle from birth until the age of 31. So we're thinking more like it is a child. You might have been shy
mm-hmm.
because you're very sensitive, because the 2 energy is very sensitive.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know as if a child can be a peacemaker and a diplomat and supportive, but work in a supportive role, but the first 31 years of your life, really it was meant for you to maybe not so much lead, but to follow, or to be part of something bigger than yourself, or to be supportive of someone else or other people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
For me personally, yeah.
What did you say?
Yes, personally, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, The second pinnacle went from age 32 to 40. And this was a little bit more of a social pinnacle, in the sense that perhaps, you know, very good for creativity, any creative things. But it is, and also a little bit of scattering of energy during this pinnacle, meaning it might have been hard pressed to put your to be able to accomplish great tasks. It was more of a social, enjoyable sort of an energy. You're in transition at this point in your life, going from age 40 to age 41. You're moving out of the three pinnacle and into a five. So I got to tell you, new things are coming for you. You may have felt that energy already this year, where new things are coming to you. You may even want to decide to do something entirely different with your life over the next 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you're moving into a five pinnacle, so you're getting back on that roller coaster where things are going to change quite a bit for you. And you're going to be, you know, be very adaptable and ready for a lot of twists and turns to your life and ups and downs, because really that's what you're meant to do in this lifetime, is to really get out there, experience everything life has to offer. And apparently, according to your pinnacles, life is getting ready to offer you all of that, because you're going to have a lot of new things coming. This is expansion of who you are, expansion of what you do, opportunity to travel and do, you know, some really interesting and exciting things. Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Okay. And you are in a really quick one personal year. So, you know, you may have started something new this year. Did you start something new?
Did I what?
Start, bring something new into your life, like maybe move or start a new job or maybe try something different this year?
Something about my job, yeah.
Okay. Because this is a year where you begin new things. It's a 1 year for you. So I can tell that from your personal year. So there you go. That's what I can tell. Just, you know, a full numerology reading, when we bring your full name into it, we get to see the full total picture. Right now, you know, and I really don't want anybody to give their name on the birth certificate on the radio. I hesitate to do that. But this is just a little sampling of what numerology can tell you. It's not the full picture. Once I see all the numbers, then it really begins to make complete and total sense. But that's what I got for now, okay? So thank you for calling, Terry. I hope it was helpful.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I guess I don't need to explain to those of you that are listening exactly what I can give you from just getting your date of birth. And like I was saying to Terry, you know, the date of birth gives us so much information, but the name you were given at birth really does fill in the complete and total picture. And in order to do, you know, truly complete analysis for you using numerology, that really takes about an hour and a half, and it really takes all the information, not only the date of birth, but the name at birth. But there is a significant amount of information just from the day you were born. Now, I have to remember to bookmark where I am when people call in. So, oh, okay, I know where I was. For those of you that are joining me for the first time, I was giving you some background on the show, and I was talking about myself and how passionate I am about numerology, and the fact that numerology has really changed my perception of the world by showing me the beauty of our souls and the divine that dwells within each and every one of us. And as a numerologist, I use my intuitive skills combined with my knowledge of numerology to do readings for people. I do readings for people all over the United States on a weekly basis.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good.
Would you like me to do a reading, or do you have a question?
I was wondering if you could just do my name and date of birth.
I will do your date of birth. Can you give me that?
I'm sorry?
Give me your date of birth, please.
4/9/70.
Did you say 1?
No, April 9th, 1970.
April 9th, 1970.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 1970. Okay. Hold on a minute, Robin, while I do a little calculations here.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
My name is Robin.
Okay, Robin. Got your name. I can't, I really, as I said, I hesitate about, is it R-O-B-I-N?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. This is, okay, I see that. I kind of don't want people to give their name on their birth certificates in their on the radio, so I'll take your first name and I'll work with that. The name on the birth certificate, the first, the middle, and the last name really helps fill out the picture, but the name Robin does give us some information as well. And I could tell you from Robin itself that this means that you're a very down-to-earth and very practical. This gives you a certain amount of discipline as far as accomplishing things, wanting to finish things, which is really kind of good that you have that in your name, because I got to tell you, your life path is a three-life path, and this is a very scattered sort of an energy. This is very creative, artistic energy. The three is all about expression and expressing it artistically, whether it's through music, drama, acting, poetry, art, anything that you can express yourself with. People that come in as a three-life path have this ability. And this is very artistic and very much a very social sort of an energy, so that you're very good with people. And people enjoy being around you because you have this wonderful, uplifting, very positive energy that's you can be like a natural-born cheerleader in people's lives, where you're optimistic and you see the silver lining in things and you have a positive outlook on life. And this is a very wonderful energy to be around, and people enjoy being around you. So this makes you quite a social person and almost like a people magnet. And you may find, like, in your lifetime you've had some depressed people be dropped into your lap, you know, because it was meant for you to cheer them up with your very positive energy. This gives you a gift with words, you know, whether if you sing or write or do poetry or whatever. Very good with words here. You have the ability, really, to be a very positive person, but also a very lucky person, because the three-life path is really considered to be quite fortunate to have a three-life path, because you are really, you come in as being everyone else's sunshine. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Now, you can scatter your energy, meaning you may start projects and not finish them, or you may have get distracted is really what happens to you. You start something and you get another wonderful idea and you just get distracted and you start another project. And when the day is said and done, sometimes you've got a whole pile of unfinished things. And so you really have to learn to focus your considerable talents and discipline yourself so that you can use your wonderful abilities. You know, you have to really focus. And that's one of the drawbacks to having a three for a life path. You also, emotionally, I don't know if you can relate to this, but you really don't want to muck around in your emotions. You don't like to really pay attention to them if they're not good emotions. You much rather take the easy road, or, you know, have a good time than to feel depression or feel angst. And consequently, threes have a tendency to, every once in a while, they're like a firecracker and they explode. And for no reason, you know, you just kind of get mad about something, you kind of explode all over everybody, and then 5 minutes later, you're over it, you're totally on to the next thing. You don't really hold a grudge, you kind of move right on, and you kind of leave everybody by surprise. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. You confuse everybody because you really don't take things as seriously as other people do. You have a very lighthearted, playful, almost like an inner child sort of an energy, and you might pout or, you know, throw that fit, but 2 minutes later, you're off playing, and you're having a good time, and everybody else doesn't know what happened. So, you know, you might confuse people with that, but it is a wonderful thing to have a three. Now, do you have prophetic dreams or very vivid dreams? And do you possibly know that you may be clairvoyant, that you may see things?
I do have very vivid dreams, yes.
Right.
Clairvoyant, I'm not sure.
Well, do you ever have dreams that come true?
Yeah, sometimes I dream about them before they happen, like a
déjà vu. That would be a dream that comes true. Okay. Okay, well, as long as we establish that, yes, that's prophetic dreams. It means threes can be very, very psychic energy, and they get a lot of their information in dreams. They also get a lot of their information in pictures. Like, you know, when you're daydreaming and you have that little movie screen in your head, and all of a sudden you realize you might be looking at a picture at the wall, but you're actually seeing something else in your mind?
Uh-huh.
Well, you might want to pay attention because you might get some psychic information there as well. Because 3 is a very psychic number. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I have what?
3 is a very psychic number, so I'm not really sure if you're aware of that.
Oh.
Okay? Now, your birthday number is equally quite intuitive as well. But your birthday number is a 9. This is pure humanitarian energy. This is love energy for your fellow brothers and sisters. This is really wanting to be of service and help people, you know, bring home, you know, the people that need help, the puppy that's lost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Going out there and being of service. This is more artistic ability for you because there's a lot of artistic creativity that comes with the 9. So between 3 and the 9, you know, you've got. Do you do anything artistic?
Do I what?
Do you do anything artistic?
No, not really.
Do you? Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave that with you to give it a shot or to try. I mean, I can see in your first pinnacle you don't really have that much of an opportunity to do it. I think maybe later on in life you're going to be blown away by how much artistic things you're going to be doing. And I'll explain that a little bit when I get to the pinnacles.
Okay.
Now, this first challenge that you have is the 5 challenge, which is saying your life is a little bit of a roller coaster in the sense that change is around you. Maybe traveled a lot, moved a lot, changed relationships and jobs. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Yes?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So you're under this challenge of a 5, and you're going to be out of this challenge. Let's see. I'm going to just do a little addition here. You should be out of it fairly, fairly soon. Things should start settling down for you. Let me ask you this, though.
Huh?
Even though there's a lot of change that's around you, did you have some sort of oppression on you as far as it could be family or circumstances that put a lot of rules and regulations around you early on in life?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, because your first pinnacle is a 4, and that says rules and regulations. It's kind of like, I don't know, being in boot camp or maybe, you know, there's a lot of stringent rules and maybe you didn't get as much freedom. But regardless of the fact that you were under these rules and regulations, there still was a lot of moving around and different circumstances coming in with you early on in life, probably prior to age 34 or so, especially early on in life. Now, you're in an 8 pinnacle at this time in your life. I wish I could see your full name because that would give you a little bit more indication with this 8 pinnacle. But this is a really good time for building a career for you, coming into your own power and mastery. It would be, I don't know what you do for work, but you should be able to get ahead a lot better now than you did in the earlier pinnacle. You've come out of that 4 pinnacle. You're moving into this 8 pinnacle, and things should come easier for you now. Getting ahead of abundance flowing to you. Now, I'm going to tell you at the age of 43, again at 52, and for the rest of your life. So pretty much, let's say, at the age of 43 on, you come under the influences of these 3 pinnacles, and that pretty much is the rest of your life. And these 3 pinnacles are going to bring to you anything you do, creative, artistic, writing, anything whatsoever is going to work out immensely well for you. Even if you want to take up clothing design, hair and makeup, hair design, it could be paintings, it doesn't matter. Very, very good pinnacles for anything creative. But I can tell that one of your biggest challenges in life is the fact that you, are you, consider yourself disciplined or do you have problems disciplining yourself? Meaning focusing and disciplining and getting things done.
Sometimes.
Do you think you have a problem with it, or it's just average?
I guess I procrastinate. Yes.
Okay, you put things.
I mean, I try not to. Like, I'm a last minute type. Get it done.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm going to tell you that you really want to, because one of your biggest challenges is really focusing your energy, and it very well could have to do with the fact that you have all this creativity, you really haven't done anything with it. I would really strongly suggest that you take an art class or something that interests you, that you beautify or create something beautiful or write or whatever. I would really suggest you might find that you have an immense amount of talent with that. But this 4 is saying that you really have a hard time with discipline and focusing and slowing down and just getting the job done and finishing things. So if procrastinating means never getting it started, I guess that means the same thing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? You yeah. might want to work on that. You can start on that with something as simple as, let's say you've got a disaster for a closet. You know, you might go in and start organizing it and putting everything, you know, neat and tidy and in order, or
mm-hmm.
your desk, or just do one thing at a time. Just bring organization and discipline into your life in little bits and pieces here and there, okay? And that's
okay.
one way to help train yourself to focus your energy, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you're in a 3-year, this should be a quite social year for you. Maybe a friend will help you out with a job or in some manner this year. It's a very easygoing sort of a year. Next year, you might be working a little bit harder because you're going into a 4-year.
Okay.
And there's change coming for you, definitely, in 2008. Whatever you're doing gets bigger and bigger in 2008. So you really got a great life. I mean, 3 is a wonderful life path. It's a great one to have, so enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Robin.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have
right,
a great
bye-bye.
Day. Bye.
All righty. Just give me a second to get back to where I was. I don't really remember again. As you can tell, I got a little bit of free energy and have a little bit of trouble focusing myself. So just give me a little second here. All right. I think what I was doing was just trying to give you a little bit of information about numerology, and perhaps this will help explain what it is exactly I'm doing here. For those of you who are not really aware of what numerology is, it's the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers and the letters, and it really does date back to antiquity. Hi, Carl. Can you hold on just a second?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I just want to get through this, and then I'll get right to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Simply put, it's the language of numbers. Numerology uses the information found in your date of birth and your name given at birth as a method to understand your deeper nature and your soul's purpose. Now, numerology was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, a 5th century B.C. Greek mathematician and mystic. Pythagoras is considered to be the father of numerology. Pythagoras is also the first known person to explore musical harmony, and the concept of the music of the spheres belongs to him. Although better known as a mathematician, Pythagoras primarily was a mystic and a philosopher. It was said that his birth was foretold, and that he was a rare soul that was actually reincarnated, retaining full knowledge of past lives and past experiences. He traveled extensively in his life, and it was said that he studied with the greatest spiritual, religious, and intellectual leaders in his time. It was even said that Pythagoras studied and worked with Buddha, and just for an example, that Plato was his student. Because of this diversified education, numerology has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. To Pythagoras, the universe was not chaotic, but contained a deep underlying order which pervaded the visible world and the minds of men. The main thrust of Pythagoras' teachings is that men are already divine. We achieve immortality not by becoming divine, but by realizing that which is already within us. Okay, I'm done with my dissertation. Who's calling?
Hello, my name is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
And would you like me to do a reading for you, Gary?
Yes, please.
Can you give me your date of birth, please?
It's January 31st, 1955.
January 31st, and you said 1965, Gary?
1955, yes.
55. Two fives, right?
5 5, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First off, when I just look at the name Gary, that's a very loving name. It says that you, your G in your name gives you a little bit of mysticism, a little bit of wise old sage spiritual energy. But overall, the name Gary is a 6, which has to do with home, hearth, and family. So there's a lot of love in the name Gary. Now, the G matches your life path perfectly because you're a 7 life path. And let me explain that 7 life path to you. You come in as a wise old sage with a great deal of wisdom, but you also have an intuitive knowing. I mean, you're born clairsentient. You know things, and you do not realize why you know them. I don't know if you've noticed this in your life, but you really need to lead your life from that place of going with your gut feelings on everything, and it'll never lead you wrong. The sevens are very much in tune to their intuition. This makes you a seeker of the truth and finding faith. And so most sevens, they either go one way or another. They're either very scientific or they're very, very spiritual. Because seven can be very skeptical in nature because it needs to prove everything to itself. And you're not going to readily just accept things just because somebody tells you it's so. You are literally going to do some research, some analysis, and you're going to try to prove it one way or another to yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And you're very, your mind is like a very methodical. It's very, it's like a computer. It takes in information, you know, and you think it all over. You're a very deep thinker, very deep thinker. And
yes,
you can come up with some amazing insights, whether it's scientific discoveries or whether it's even bringing in new spiritual philosophy, like bringing in brand new ideas for humanity that are spiritual in nature. You can really bring in this stuff. You may have always had a sense that you're a spiritual being having a material existence, which kind of makes you feel kind of like a square peg being jammed into a round hole.
Yes.
You may not have felt as though you fit in. You may have always felt different than other people. Is this so for you, Gary?
Yes, that's very true.
Very true. Well, you know, I got news for you. You are different. You are different from sevens are considered a little bit on the eccentric side, but eccentric for a good reason, because for you, you see the soul in all things, and for you, you're awake in this lifetime. You're spiritual. You've been that way from the moment you're born. And sometimes it's really hard to fit in a world where no one sees things the way you do. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So there might be a little bit of loneliness that goes on, like, why am I not like the others? Well, that's because you are different. You are, you know, very old soul, but very spiritual person. Money is never going to be important to you. What's important to you is why am I here? You know, it's the deeper things. It's philosophy. It's that sort of thing. Making money, having a career, that sort of stuff. Not so important. And I'm going to tell you that when you're a seven life path, you can very much be a specialist, because sevens study things to the point that they actually become an expert in a field. You are probably very much are drawn to the metaphysical, and I would not be surprised if you've experimented with many, many things. You know, whether it's holistic healing, whether it's the tarot, whether it's psychic readings, mediumship, you always have been interested in this, but that's because it's your truth. You know that's the truth, okay?
Right.
It feeds your soul, and that's why you go there. That's why you go there to learn. But you also are a teacher, you see. You know, you think you're learning, but you actually are here to teach, because you're the wise old sage. You're Yoda, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is very intellectual energy, very smart, very intelligent. You may get very, very bored with superficial conversations and check out of them. You know, it might be really hard for you to listen to people that are just talking about the weather and stuff. You really need to learn. You're here to learn. You're on this learning quest.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
That does.
Right.
Yeah, many times if people are talking just even about the news or something that seems important in their life that's not really relevant to anything specific, I have a tendency to wander. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You check out.
I just kind of check out and go, okay, I'll wait till you're done.
Yeah, and you really probably are not, I don't know what your other numbers are, but not necessarily a social person. You actually, when you get around a lot of people, you can only tolerate it for so long, and then you really feel a need to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do need a lot of quiet time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes.
And let me explain to you, you may not realize this about yourself, but you actually, you're like a little chameleon. You get around people one-on-one, you're very good. You're very comfortable. You can handle that one-on-one energy. But when you have two or three or four people coming at you and talking to you,
mm-hmm.
it may make you feel a little nervous. It makes you make you feel uncomfortable. And that's when you start to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so?
Yeah, I actually will, I yes and no. Part of what that what happens there is I'll withdraw from the quest,
From the what?
From the quest of a conversation for, you know, the if I were having a spiritual conversation and then other things happen and it you know, somebody else interrupts that energy and, you know, starts talking about other things and other things come along, I'll have a tendency to step back and then rejoin the conversation in that other conversation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right, right.
And I can do that, like when he's talking about chameleon-like, is, you know, being able to come back into the conversation.
Right. Well, too much coming at you at once almost kind of short-circuits you, which might be why you step back and withdraw and then come back when it's more comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you do need this quiet time where you take, you're the great observer. There's nothing that you miss. You are here to observe life, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you miss, but you do need that quiet meditation time, that time alone. Meditation is key for a seven life path. That's where you get the peace, the love, where you learn to accept yourself, understand yourself, and that's where you get a lot of your spiritual insight is through meditation. I do hope you meditate, right?
I do, yes.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, so anyhow, that's your life path. That makes an incredible amount of sense to you. Do you own a library, Gary?
Do I own a library?
Yeah, lots
I
of
do,
books.
I do have a lot of books.
Right, that's yeah. what I mean. Books that teach you.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I have access to, especially, you know, a lot of books about self-help and self-healing.
Exactly.
And self-realization.
Right, right. You're here to not only know about yourself, but you're also here to know about everything else. You're here to learn. You're absolute intellectual, and you do. You're one of those people when it comes to love and relationships. It's one of those ones where your love runs deep. You know, it's maybe not so obvious, but underneath you love very deeply. But sometimes it's hard for you to express. Sometimes it's hard for you to deal with emotions. You much rather just the facts, ma'am. You know, save the theatrics. Just tell me what's wrong. You know, you're not necessarily the type of person that brings their emotions to the surface. You kind of bury a lot of stuff deep in you. And you actually kind of guard your inner self. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your birthday number is a 31. There's a lot of means you're quite creative. And you also imaginative. But it's also the 4 energy, which blends very nicely with the 7 as far as being very methodical, very practical, step-by-step, finishing the task, very disciplined. I would imagine you're a little bit of a perfectionist, but you're very good with details as well. Does that make sense to you?
Actually, yes, because I'm an artist.
Uh-huh.
Of like a long pencil, you know, pencil drawing style.
Uh-huh.
Which is, and my passion is the small detail.
Your passion is what?
My passion is the small detail in
exactly.
pencil drawing.
The detail.
I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just, you know, it's part of that being very methodical and getting something exactly the way I want it to look.
Right, right, details. Well, I think I said that. Okay,
yeah,
good.
You just said that.
Okay, and this also, you know, it just gives you a lot of, you're a very refined, elegant person, I'm sure, and this gives you, you know, very ethical, very honest, very loving, caring sort of family is important to you. But, you know, you do what you say and say what you do. You know, people can count on you with this birthday number. It's very kind of Boy Scoutish sort of energy. Financial stuff is important to you as well. And I'm going to tell you, being a 7 life path, just remember this, okay? You may have periods in your life where you're not necessarily working constantly because your life is about rest, but you've earned a life of resting, so you may not always be working. There may be times when you're laid off or times when you have go in between jobs, but it's really not for you to take it easy this lifetime. And trust and know that because you're a 7 life path, that the universe of God will drop into your lap whatever it is you need, okay?
Oh.
You can be in the right place at the right time. What you need gets just given to you, okay? You don't have to go out there and work so hard as everybody else. What you need will be given to you, so trust in that, okay?
It's interesting, yeah.
What did you say?
It was very interesting.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at this really quick. Your major challenge in life is self-love, self-worth, because your challenge is 1. People usually have 1, 2s, and 3s challenges most often, and you know, you really have issues with self-worth, whether standing up for yourself or whether it's accepting yourself or knowing what you're made of or knowing what your strengths are, but you're working on that confidence thing and that self-love. I can see that early on in life you had a five pinnacle. That's from birth into age of 29, which says a lot of change came along, that you were, it was a kind of, freedom was the name of the game during these years, and there might have been a lot of changes in the early part of your life having to do with jobs, what you did, relationships, where you lived. The second pinnacle from age 36 to 38 is a six. I don't know if you've established a family during that time, but certainly that's a very good time for establishing a business and also anything artistic. But a lot of issues with family also comes in during that time from 30 to 38. From 39 to 47, you are under the 11 pinnacle. This is Master 11 energy. Things might have been, you might have felt very ungrounded at that time in your life.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strange things happening. You might have had a lot of psychic stuff going on during that period of your life. Mm-hmm. And there may have been circumstances that happened during that time that actually catapulted you and your growth spiritually. And now, as I said, that's ages 39 to 47. And you're exactly how old right now?
I'm 51.
Okay. So your final pinnacle is this three, which is very good. It's not a bad pinnacle at all to be in. I'm going to tell you, lighten up and have some fun while you're in this. And this is very good for your artwork, okay? Excellent, excellent energy to be in, to be successful at what it is you do. Anything having to do with creating is perfect in this pinnacle. You're in a 4-year this year, so a lot of work's coming to you. It might even be a little bit of limitation, and I could tell you next year big changes come for you. Whether it's if you remain with the artwork, whatever you're doing, you're going to get the opportunity to do it on a bigger scale, or you may even take it off into a new direction next year, but a lot of new changes come for you 2007 in January, okay?
Okay, great.
So this sounds pretty good?
Pardon?
This sounded pretty good for you?
Yes, that was actually pretty much, well, hopefully that's...
well, email me and let me know how it goes with the art stuff, okay?
Yes.
And let me know about next year, too.
I will.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Gary.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, that was fun. Give me a second to let me get my head back down to reality. And let me just check and see where I am. Sometimes when you get reading, you just get out there, and then you're trying to get back down to where was I with the radio show. Again, I've been doing readings for people that have been calling in. We have a good 15 minutes left. So, and there we go, another caller. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you, and you?
Very good.
Good.
I am assuming you want me to do a reading for you.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Nancy, can you give me your date of birth, please?
November 4th, 1953.
1953. Okay, give me just a second, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to look at Nancy real quick. Okay. Your name, Nancy, the one that you have, is very lighthearted, creative energy. The N is free-spirited. You start out, you do everything kind of like, well, you don't like limitations or restrictions with an N being the first letter of your name. This also says that you've got a lot of creativity in you. Let's see where you're at here. Okay. Looking at your life path, I'm going to tell you your sixth life path. So, you know, this is... a very protected life path, first off, as far as your life being protected financially somewhat. And there's a lot of blessings that come in with this sixth life path. And you are a very loving, giving, caring, kind individual when you have a sixth life path. This is home, hearth, and family, so important to you. Children, your parents, your sisters, your siblings. Usually people with a sixth life path are born into rather large extended families. Is this the case with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and so a lot of what's going on in your life has to do with your soul wants to really totally experience this family thing. You are very nurturing to those that you love. This life path is about duty and responsibility. So you do physically do things for your family.
Yeah.
You are very responsible in taking care of them. You may actually take on more than your fair share of responsibility. Some days you feel like when you get up in the morning, it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe all I got to do. And it all has to do not for you, but to take care of other people. Does that make sense to you?
That's very true.
Okay. And one of the things that I want to tell you, especially having this fixed energy in the life path, is you've got to give back to yourself that same love that you give to others.
Uh-huh.
You have to do for yourself the same things you do for others. You got to give back, okay? And you also have to learn how to receive love from the people that you care for, because sixes have a tendency to, you know, it's like you'll make everybody lunch, but when somebody offers to make you lunch, you'll say, no, I'll get it myself.
Uh-huh.
You don't really allow people to do for you. Does that make sense?
Yep, very true.
Okay. Well, let people give back love to you, Nancy, because you have given a great deal of love in your lifetime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let them show their love back. People will take advantage of you. You may feel a little bit unappreciated from time to time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because you're doing all these kind things for your family members. You're doing kind things for friends. Because the six is a very good friend as well. Your sympathetic shoulder. People come to you with their problems. And why not? Because you're a very balanced person. You see both sides of every situation. You give really good advice. You're the first person that everybody wants to come to with their problems. So you make this is wonderful friend energy. That's also, you not only love your family, you not only love your friends, but you love the community as well. So you're the kind of person that might get involved with, you know, school projects or things that the community that you live in, that they, you know, different things to help the community. Your energy goes right out there as service. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you've just been so busy taking care of everyone, but you do have a great deal of artistic ability. Sixes quite often, you know, it's musical as well. You have a lot of musical ability. But artistic, especially when it comes to beauty, when it comes to the home, when it comes to color, you could be an interior designer. I'm sure that your home is beautiful because sixes just, they take their home and they turn it into a canvas and they paint it with beautiful colors that blend. And they're usually very, very artistic the way they put things in their homes. But you certainly could do almost anything artistic with that six. Good with business, good with people. A teacher energy. Whether being around small children, you're the cosmic mother around children. You're meant to be around children.
Mm-hmm.
Very good with children. And you also might even get into the healing field, like nurse, a doctor, or even holistic healing as well, because you're here to help people, okay?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this, you do, I got to tell you one little thing, okay? You like perfection in your relationships and people are not perfect. And sixes have a tendency to be really idealistic about people. And sometimes they can make themselves miserable looking for perfection in relationships. And maybe, you know, whenever you're feeling like that, like somebody isn't quite the way you want them to be, count your blessings instead of what's wrong with them. Count what's right with them. And that'll help you to, you know, get over being such a perfectionist, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because nobody's perfect, so that's one thing that sixes do that's a little bit, it makes it hard for them when it comes to relationships. Your birthday number is a 4. That says that you're very down-to-earth, very practical, very grounded individual. This is really beautiful energy blending with that 6 as well. This gives you ability with details, with management. It makes you a hard worker. You might enjoy gardening, especially having this 4 with combined with that 6, because you get a lot of your energy from the outdoors. Landscaping even, might be flower gardens, the things you might be interested in. This makes you very honest, high ethics, very type of individual that can be counted on. So really, between that 6 and that 4, oh my gosh, you do everything right, don't you? Boy, it's tough to be you.
Yeah.
But you have these wonderful, you do it not only for love, but you do it because it's right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're duty bound. Let me see what I can tell you here with the challenge. Your overall challenge in life is to play. You're going to laugh. But really to let your inner child out, to smile, to be more optimistic, to enjoy life. You know, don't work so hard. You know, if the house isn't perfect one day, that's okay. Go play. Let your inner child out. Create. start a craft project or do something creative, and that'll make you feel better. But you have this problem with repressing your feelings, burying them, and one of the best ways to get our feelings out is to create things. And I would suggest that you get a hobby that does that and learn how to express your feelings. Don't hide them or don't suppress them, okay?
Uh-huh.
One of your biggest challenges in life. Early on in life, you might have been very inhibited and very shy. Second challenge of life, it's the year of 53, okay. Right around 31, 39, a lot of change came into your life. Circumstances that really had nothing to do with you. It's just the universe was throwing a lot of different things where you might have moved or changed jobs or maybe even relationships. In the second, during that particular pinnacle, let's see, where are you at right now? Okay.
I'm 52.
Right, you're in this two pinnacle at this time of your life. So you really, the best way to use the energy of this pinnacle is for you to be part of something bigger than yourself, to be in a supportive position, in a supportive role, to, I don't know whether it's a business partner, a business relationship, or it could just be being supportive of everyone around you. There's a lot of bringing in harmony into your life. It's really important for you to bring harmony in. You probably might be a little bit sensitive at this time during this pinnacle, and this is for the rest of your life, so it's just who you are now. But you want to keep things on an even keel. You might have to jump in and be a mediator in between opposing parties, whether it's people or at the job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you might find a lot of that coming in during this time. And it's also, you know, important for you to maintain harmony in your relationships and in your life, okay,
uh-huh.
during this two pinnacle. Very beneficial for artistic things, musical things. It's good for business, partnerships. Not starting a business necessarily, but partnerships.
Okay.
Be good for anything in the legal field, diplomatic field, politics. It's a two pinnacle, being supportive. This year is a 2006 for you. Change came to you this year, the beginning of the year in January. I don't know if this year has been like every time you turned around, something different happened or unusual things have started to happen during this year. But certainly whatever you're doing might have gotten bigger and bigger, meaning your career. You could have changed careers entirely or maybe been promoted or given more responsibility or maybe gone in a different direction with your career.
Mm-hmm.
You could have moved or even changed a relationship. Or even change the way you think, like opened up your mind to new philosophy and new ideas. But this year for you is a 5-year, it's all about change, okay?
Okay?
Does that make sense to you?
Pardon?
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now next year is six. 6 year coming in for you, Miss Six. So you're going to have family, you know the duty and responsibility we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Coming in big time for you next year? Expect the family to need you, and you put in a lot of energy towards family next year. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Thank you for calling, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. All that made sense, right? Oh, I see she's gone. All right. Well, it looks to me like about all I really got time to do is to thank everyone that called in tonight. It was really fun. I enjoyed myself and had a good time. I will be back again next week, same time, and hopefully you'll all join me then. Y'all have a wonderful evening, and I wish you peace, love, and abundance. Good night.